Public Service and Human Resource Development will study effective ways and means that will create incentives for the employees and encourage them to move out of public sector and engage in productive activities in the private sector. In addition to the above, I have instructed the Minister of Finance, together with the Governor of the Bank of South Sudan, to study and recommend how best we can realign the exchange rate regime to cope with the current physical and monetary challenges the country is undergoing. This realignment, Ajama, is necessary, and I have been always wondering, when I see so many umbrellas in the market here on the streets, the umbrellas have turned to become the forexes of exchange, and they have become the black market forexes. I wonder, when I see somebody with no good dress and possessing a lot of dollars, where do they get these dollars from? This is something that all of us should go in to find out, because these are the people slaughtering this country. Well, there are foreign hands in that, because all the NGOs in our country are banking outside South Sudan, and this is not allowed in any country. The NGOs that are working here must bank their money here in South Sudan. We brought you the bill, the NGOs bill. It is in this house. Whether you were threatened not to pass it, it is with you. And I want you to pass this. To increase non-oil revenues, the government has embarked on a process for the establishment of the National Revenue Authority that will ensure professional mechanisms for efficient and effective improvement of non-oil revenue collection. The establishment of the National Revenue Authority will be finalized as soon as the National Assembly passes the relevant bill, and I will readily sign it into law once it reaches my table. Your Excellencies, Honorable Speaker and Honorable Members, the shocks to our economy, which I mentioned earlier, have resulted in creating difficulties for people due to inadequate essential basic goods in the markets. I feel that the steps we have taken to address these economic challenges will relieve our people from their sufferings. Honorable Speaker and Honorable Members, your government has already begun the process of the implementation of the peace agreement by setting up committees to prepare and receive the advance teams from the SPLM, SPLA, IO, and the FDs that are expected to arrive in Juba in the next few days. We also expect the IDPs to be repatriated, rehabilitated, and resettled in their home areas. We shall also undertake integration of SPLA-IO forces into the army, the other organized forces and services. While we prepare for the establishment of the transitional government of national unity, our immediate priorities are: 1, operationalization of the permanent ceasefire and transitional security arrangements; 2, renovation of destroyed schools and hospitals; 3, provision of clean drinking water; and 4, the rehabilitation and renovation of physical infrastructure in the war-affected areas. All these programs need money. The Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning is here directed to prepare a special peace budget for the implementation of peace agreement. Therefore, we need support from our development partners and friends in order to achieve a smooth implementation of the peace agreement.